K Companion. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Brittany.
And we are your hosts. We are a bi-weekly podcast made for fans of K-dramas and K-pop. Each week we talk about our favorite K-drama actors, the latest K-dramas we are binging, and continuing to curate our K-pop playlists. We've watched over 110 K-dramas at this point, so we'll tell you the latest K-content we are trying to keep up with, and continue to share some recommendations for what we think you should watch next. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at KCompanionPod for even more updates on what we are keeping up with. What are we doing today?
So today is a two-episode test. So we are trying out the latest K-drama, Queen of Tears.
Yes.
This drama is available to stream on Netflix. The episodes drop on Saturdays and Sundays, and there will be 16 episodes in total. We will go into some spoilers of the first two episodes today. So if you haven't watched yet and don't want spoilers, pause now and watch the first two episodes and then come back and listen to what we thought.
We'll let you know if we think this drama will be worth continuing to watch or not. If it passes our test, we will keep watching it, and if it doesn't pass the test, we'll say goodbye to it with no hard feelings. So this is a Studio Dragon K-drama, which we've previously loved their K-dramas top that they produce.
Yeah.
Top tier for sure. Vincenzo, Startup, 2521, Doom at Your Service, Happiness, Ghost Doctor, that sort of. So what is Queen of Tears about?
So the description of this show is that the queen of department stores and the prince of supermarkets weather a marital crisis until love miraculously begins to bloom again.
Yes. Miraculously is like the word that is across all of the different descriptions I found of this show, which is funny, like whether it's Netflix or Wikipedia or whatever on the internet. And I'm like, is it miraculous? Okay. So this show depicts a crisis and rekindling of love between the heiress, Hong Hae-in, of Queen's Group. So she's like the CEO of this company that owns department stores. So massive.
Yeah.
And Baek Hyun-woo, who is the son of farmers in a small village in South Korea. And he happens to be the legal director of Queen's Group. So he's in. He is working for her.
She's his boss.
Which is great.
Yeah.
They've been married for 3 years, although very quickly at the beginning, we see that this marriage is not like a typical marriage. Yeah. It's pretty much one of appearances rather than actual like love and connection that it once could have been, maybe.
Right.
Like, they sleep on opposite sides of the house, they eat at opposite sides of the table, and so on. At different times, right? So it's not so much like what you would think, which is why I think they keep using this, like, miraculously. I'm like, what? Anyways, so who is in this show?
So this K-drama stars Kim So-hyun, who plays Hyun-woo. We've seen him before and It's Okay to Not Be Okay, and several cameos like in Hotel Del Luna and Crash Landing on You, but he's most well known for the K-drama My Love from the Star, which neither of us have seen yet.
No, but that's one that like so many people, they're like, that's his K-drama.
Right.
So we have to get on it eventually, but that is one that he's well known for. And he plays alongside Kim Ji-won, who plays Hae-in, his wife, this like heiress, the CEO, his boss. And we've seen her before in Descendants of the Sun, Heirs, and Love Struck in the City.
Yeah, and then Park Seung-hoon is in this as well, and we've seen him in Mad Dog, The Glory, The Bequeathed.
Similarly, we've also seen Kwak Dong-yeon, who has been in Vincenzo, It's Okay to Not Be Okay, and Our Beloved Summer. So really, if you're catching our drift here, Queen of Tears is like the K-drama reunion.
Yeah.
Soo-hyun brought his friends and gathered them to be his co-stars. Two of his co-stars previously starred in It's Okay to Not Be Okay together, and Ji-won and a few others worked together in Fight for My Way. In addition, like some of Soo-hyun's co-stars were in My Love from the Star. And then there are secondary characters who we see in the first two episodes additionally that have been opposite each other in Crash Landing on You. So there's just like so many crossovers. It's, like, it's a reunion. It's
absolutely
his friends. And that
he is coming back for this drama with everyone he's ever worked with.
He's
basically
bringing them all along. So again, we watched the first two episodes of this drama, and first off, episode length, what is happening?
It's not consistent, friends.
Also, why is it the length of a Disney movie?
I don't
okay.
Don't know.
Like an hour 20 something?
Yep. Like an hour 15 for the first one and an hour and like 27 minutes for the second.
Unfair.
So that's just going in with that in mind. We did not appreciate that necessarily.
No. I like my episodes to be an hour, maybe an hour 10. Right. Not an hour like 20 something. And also for episode 2 to be an hour 30,
that's
basically.
Crazy.
Insane.
We get to know this couple and the fact that they don't get along.
After a long 3-year marriage.
Right. You can tell there's a lot. They aren't nice to each other.
No, they're not nice. She's his boss, which I'm sure causes issues.
They live in the house with the rest of their family.
Yes. And one thing that he brings up is, hey, I have no personal space or time to myself because I'm with her family. And like his family, they're farmers.
Right.
They have to be in the village on the farm working the farm, which is like totally normal. And yet he is living with her whole family.
And they have like meetings that they all have to be a part of. And dinners.
No thanks.
And so there's very little time to himself.
Right. So that's an issue.
And she seems cold.
She is. Which this actress, okay, Ji-won, we've seen her again in multiple things, but I'm like, gosh, she plays the mean card so well.
She does.
Because it's not outwardly mean. It's just cold, like you said. Like it is like chill breeze coming
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make it super welcoming either, and also is like very scary to try and like handle. So because we've watched like 3 hours of this show now, okay, basically what happens is he gets to a point where he's like, I am going to end it. We're going to get a divorce, which again would be a super big faux pas because he works for the company,
right?
And
it's
as
like
the legal director
job and leaving the family all it, at once.
The thing that I think like caught my interest in the first two episodes was how dire of a situation he's in, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is his job, like, and his marriage all together, but also, like, where he lives. And, like,
right.
there are so many other, like, social aspects to this divorce that it's not an easy decision. He gets to the point where he's like, absolutely, we're ending it. He goes to tell her, and she says, I'm dying.
Yep.
Which, the best part is that you're gaslit this whole time, right? In the first episode, you're like, okay, she's crazy, right? Like, immediately, you know, because you're seeing so much of his side that you're just like, okay, so she is a psycho and he needs out of this. Like, obviously. So you're rooting for him.
Well,
you get to the point. Yeah.
And you're also equally like, sir, why did you say yes? Or like, why did you propose?
Oh, 100%. Because you only get glimpses of their relationship before marriage and like,
right.
certain things that happen, you're like, huh, how did we make it all this way? But then, of course, you're just convinced because you're seeing his life now, and you're like, oh god, he's got to get out. And then when she says, I have 3 months to live, I'm dying, I was like, she's lying. She just doesn't want him to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm thinking, no, she's been horrible. He works for her. Like, it would be more of a like social destructive thing to have to deal with versus just staying together.
Right.
So in order to stay together, she's going to make up this lie. Well, no, not the case at all.
No.
She actually is dying. So then I'm kind of like, oh, okay. So in episode 2, you start to see that, you know, he's starting to care a bit more. He's starting to miraculously, you know?
Yeah.
But it is fabricated caring.
Yes.
Because he is
an end date in sight for him. He's going to the doctor being like, so how do you know it's 3 months? I mean, so how do we make it better?
And the, I don't know, what is it, social and financial gain for him
mm-hmm.
is pretty immense.
Yeah.
If you're, now I don't know the whole inner workings of this family succession of
right.
company, right? But if you're married to the CEO of a company that owns department stores, that's like top,
well,
right?
It is something that they do mention in the second episode because he confides in one of either his friends or like his lawyer basically and is like, she is going to die, like this is what I've been told, I can't tell anybody, but I'm telling you. And meanwhile the lawyer friend's like, well, are you in the will?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
make yourself
right?
be in the will basically.
So now we get to see his inner workings, his ulterior motive into this. But the fact that the description everywhere says miraculous, right? It's not miraculous. It's fabricated.
Yes.
It is a sham.
Yeah.
He is trying to get him to get the financial and social payout of her
without
passing away
to
from something that is totally, like, it's a rare condition. It's something with her brain.
Yes.
And
they can't operate on it.
They can't operate it because it's, like, small
it's like
tumors or whatever. And, oh, and so he's thinking, I've hit the jackpot, right? So That's just to sum it up,
yeah.
The first two episodes. So what did you like about this drama? In the first 3 hours that we spent watching this.
Yeah.
Over 3 hours.
Marathon
of
watching. I don't know. I liked some of the dialogue. Mm-hmm. So Sohyun's character, I think, has a couple of moments in particular where you see him, especially when he's at the therapist's office, right?
Yeah.
He's there and he's like, I can't leave the house. Like, I can't, we're in the same house. If I, mm-hmm. I can't quit my job because I live there.
Yeah.
And so when you see his little break, like those moments,
I think
were endearing.
That moment, right, where he's talking to a therapist, and then, of course, he broaches it with his family, which I was like, this is new, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, talking with his family, of course, is, like, a little bit on the outs because they, you know...
They live on a farm. They're not in Seoul.
And they're not reaping any benefit from
this
marriage at all, which is fine.
They hardly see him.
Right. And so they're kind of like, yeah, mm-hmm. But, yes, I would say that kind of realization that he has is... Interesting.
Some of the, like, funnier, dark humor moments where he's very much being like, okay, so how much longer do we have? Trying to figure out where the light at the end of the tunnel is.
Mm. I think it was interesting, too, how they kind of had, in the second episode, you got to see more of her side, mm-hmm. which is then, of course, where you're like, oh, you're not super evil. I still don't know why you're so cold, but you're not super evil, but you start to like feel for her when she's like, but I'm healthy, I'm doing these things, but I'm being told, it must be wrong, like something must be awry or whatever, it must be like a misdiagnosis. Mm-hmm. And so I am curious how that continues. Aside from the episode length being insanely long, I didn't love how they started to do the flashbacks into their relationship. Mm. I felt like I needed... either more or something
or
to go...
less. Like, I think...
More or less. I feel like even if they started doing those flashbacks, you know, as he's reminiscing of their life, like, that would be something. But they started that right in episode one. And I got kind of confused.
Well, and it's something where... Yeah, it is confusing because you don't know their relationship as a whole. So you're getting these moments that are, like, nice and seemingly...
It's almost like you're seeing two different couples, mm-hmm. right? And I think that is probably the juxtaposition that they're trying to show of, hey, look, these two people were so, so, so happy. And now we have this, like, cold, distant, sitting across from a long table, sleeping in opposite sides of the house. Like, so I get that, but I didn't need that.
Well, and I think... I don't know. I was just... By the end of episode two, they introduce a past lover of hers, right? He shows up and then talks with Sohyun being like, oh, like, yeah, I mean, I guess I miss her or something. Like, it kind of alludes to the previous relationship, which, I don't know. I think as an audience member, I'm going, but, like, why?
Yeah, why are we introducing this now?
Why are you hung up on her? Like, seeing her as she is now.
Right. As a cold stone person, you know? Like, yeah. So, it's interesting. I would say it's very complicated. And I'm, like, we've already unraveled a lot. Because we've watched for a million hours. But I'm like, where are we going from here? Which is like, you know, you can't really predict.
Right.
So what do you think? Do you think it passed the test?
No.
Are you No?
No, I don't think it did. And it makes me sad.
You were so quick to say no.
Well, because the thing is, I want to watch it. But I think...
It's boring.
It's slow.
It's slow.
The episode length doesn't help.
Right.
I want to watch Sohyun in a drama that isn't what I've seen him in previously, but I don't think this is the one that is going to keep my attention.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about her or her family. I sort of care about him, but not enough to hit play, so I don't think
it
passes for me.
Whoa. Now, we watched this last week, okay? Mm-hmm. And so we've had some days to think about it and think on it. And honestly, the idea of hitting play is kind of like, ugh.
Well, especially since, firstly, how long is the next episode,
right? Holy shoot, 2 hours? Do they just keep going up?
Right.
Like, you start with an hour 18, and then you get up to an hour 27, and then it's like 2 hours by the time.
Oh,
yeah, so I don't know. I think I'm in the same spot. I didn't love it. In the first episode, I was bored. In the second episode, I started to be like, oh, okay, it's kind of picking up. But by the end of the second episode, I was like, oh, I don't think I like, I don't think I'm interested in where this is going. And also, like, why am I supposed to care?
Yeah, I think that's...
like, a little bit for me, I'm like, oh, okay, I want to see, like, I'd be interested in seeing if, what happens. This is going to sound bad. When she dies.
Right.
Right. But they did say, when they said, like, oh, there's a chance she could recover from this and it could be a miracle, and he was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I was kind of also like, oh, no, because...
which means
I would want to see
all of this...
I would want to see the succession piece of that.
Right.
Which I don't think is where it's going.
No.
It is Queen of Tears.
Yeah, well,
but the fact that this is miraculous,
already.
Miraculous love begins to bloom again. So I have, like...
no, it's in its fake stage right now. So
right.
It's not blooming. It's just
no.
Fake. It's a fake flower sitting in a vase.
But you know, probably it will continue to bloom.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I think this is a fail. I think it doesn't pass.
No.
I don't think we're interested in it.
No, which
that's
is unfortunate.
That's sad. For a Studio Dragon, like, other Studio Dragon 2 episode tests have passed with, like, flying colors.
Yeah.
And even ones where we're like, I don't know.
And I feel like this drama is relying heavily on its cast.
Well,
not necessarily its story.
Because
right?
Soo Hyun was like, hey, this story sucks. I need my friends. You know? And so he said, hey, all
let's
of my famous friends who I've worked with before, and Ji-won, who she's worked with before.
Yep.
Let's bring you guys in. And it's relying way too heavily on that, which
yeah.
is sad because I saw the hype, you know, on TikTok and everything. I'm like, yeah, everybody's super hyped about it because of the cast.
Right.
The story kind of sucks.
Yeah.
At least
the pacing is bad.
The pacing is so bad. Can you imagine like episode 11 where you're just like trekking through nonsense?
And then you find out that in a previous life, they were supposed to
Oh my God, no.
Like,
no more Destined with You.
Just...
I can't.
Yeah.
So, okay. So Queen of Tears failed our 2-episode test. We will not continue watching.
Yeah. No.
If you feel strongly that we continue watching, if you think episode 3 is amazing, send us a DM and
right.
we will try to watch it. But if you say nothing, we are moving
yes.
on.
The train has left the station.
We can't. There's too much
there's
happening.
Too much. We're already behind on so many other
Oh my
things.
God. Don't get me started.
Well, but let's talk about news real quick.
Yeah.
Because in Queen of Tears related news.
Yes.
Their ratings are doing very well.
But you know what I saw about their ratings? Okay.
Mm.
And I like it's the Nielsen ratings
mm-hmm.
or whatever that they go off of. In the States, it wasn't doing as good as in Korea.
Which
I think what that has to do with is the cast.
Yep, absolutely.
Because, I mean, obviously these Korean actors have been in so many other things than just K-dramas,
right.
like movies and TV and, you know, award shows and all these things, right? So they already have such a big fan base over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's not doing great in
it's
the States.
It's not translating
no.
over here as well.
But meanwhile, Dr. Slump, which
yep.
we are still working on, mind you.
Yep, we're almost done.
We're almost done.
It's been a trip so far.
It's been wonderful.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Literally loved it. Yeah. We're like just a couple episodes away from the end.
It's such a comfort drama.
It's really great. And like relevant topics, of,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I do like, I think that this is something where Queen of Tears and Dr. Slump do really well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that portrayal of going to therapy. That portrayal of, okay, I need help. Let me go see a therapist and
mm-hmm.
try and figure it out. Not all of us have dire situations of my wife and housing is connected with my job, but, you know, that, like, turn to Dr. Slump going to see a therapist because of burnout or whatever. Like, that just, I thought that both of those did really well
yeah,
in showing that.
And it's really nice because I just remember when Itaewon Class came out. That was really the first one
right.
where in the first scene, she's sitting in a therapist's office.
Yeah.
And just the narrative has kind of, the language seems to have changed around that.
Bit
when
more.
You, when you think about Daily Dose of Sunshine.
Right.
As well as the dramas that we were recently watching.
It's a bit more like welcoming, like accepting of
yeah.
going to a therapist and also like the different forms of help. So that's great. And Dr. Slump has ended on very high ratings, which we love. And
yeah,
we're
not surprised
excited.
About
not surprised
all.
Great cast, but also not like great leading couple.
Mm-hmm.
They did not rely on them. The story was also good.
Yes,
which is great. We are also watching Soundtrack 2
yeah.
in the background.
Yeah.
And I am watching Sky Castle, and you?
And I'm about halfway through my mister.
Nice. I'm more than halfway through Sky Castle, and I am loving it. So anyways, which is great. So in other news, we have some music news, artist news. So NCT's Taeyong confirms military enlistment date of April 15th as a Navy active duty soldier.
Yeah, so that's coming up for sure. And speaking of, you know, kind of around military situations, Kang Tae-ho is in talks for a new rom-com following his military discharge, which is coming up, I believe, this week.
Which is crazy, because honestly, it feels like he just went.
Yeah.
But, like, then you see that BTS is still, like, 400 and something days, like, a few members of BTS, not right. all of them, away from being discharged. So, what was the last thing we saw Kang Tae-ho in?
We saw him in Extraordinary Attorney Woo.
That's right.
Yeah, which was so good.
Which was great. I'm excited to see him back. It's been a minute. In addition, speaking of rom-coms, No Seung-hyun is in talks for a rom-com starring alongside Bae Suzy and Kim Woo-bin, which has the same writer as Glory, but Bae Suzy and Kim Woo-bin are back.
Yeah.
In a rom-com together.
Perfect. And the
just
thing,
like, uncontrollably fond.
Right. The thing that makes me, like, very intrigued is that it's the same writer as the writer for The Glory, that K-drama.
Right, which I did not see The Glory.
Which is dark. Like, well, yes. The Glory was dark. So I'm really curious to see how that writer, like, what kind of rom-com would be for them.
Yeah. So that's exciting. Hopefully it's not, like, a tragic rom-com.
Yeah, God.
Anyways, yeah. I mean, uncontrollably fond. I've never recovered. We'll just leave that there. Next up, what is going on with TXT?
So TXT is gearing up for their comeback, and they recently released concept photos, all of the members of which had blonde hair for.
Which is interesting, because a lot of them usually have very dark hair.
Right, and I don't know, I feel like some of them have had, you know, colored, like,
I know, Subin purple hair, oh, yeah. So
that's good. So yeah, and they're gearing up for their Minisode 3 tomorrow.
Nice. So, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Exuma, which is a movie, has surpassed 9 million moviegoers in less than a month, which is insane. It has Kim Go-eun in it, which we love, and Lee Do-hyun, and it's about the process of excavating an ominous grave, which unleashes dreadful consequences buried underneath. That sounds scary.
It's scary. Mystery thriller. Is
well, 9 million people can go see that, and I might sit that one out, but love Kim, go on. So that's exciting.
Yeah, and lastly, Woo Jin, who is a former member of Stray Kids, is set to debut under an SM Entertainment subsidiary. You may or may not know, he used to be in Stray Kids and terminated his contract back in 2019 due to some personal issues and concerns, but now he is set to make his debut yet again.
Great.
So
hopefully that's a better fit.
Yeah.
Amazing. In other music things, we have our playlist pick of the week this week, which is Welcome to the Show by Day6. They have just released this recently with a music video for their comeback, and Day6 used to feature Jay, but now is a four-member group.
And drive the point home, their new album is named Forever, spelled out F-O-U-R, ever.
Ouch.
So
that's a little harsh. Yeah. I mean, honestly, and coming off of, like, you know, former member of Stray Kids versus, like, moving forward as Day6 without Jay.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, and I think a lot of people have a lot of opinions, but I'm excited to have Day6 back. I like their sound. I will miss Jay. I think he's doing great things.
He's doing his own thing as Ege,
which is great.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So check out Welcome to the Show by Day6. Any final thoughts for today?
Oh, man.
There's a lot going on. I am a little disappointed in Queen of Tears. Honestly, it had a lot of potential.
Yeah, I am too, just because I really was looking forward to watching, a new drama with Kim So-hyun, who everyone loves. But I think I think what we need to do
is watch My Love from the Star.
Yes. Is to go back
because
to
we
what
know
gave him the fame that he has currently.
Yes. And that will be great. So maybe we check that out.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed, but I'm also a little bit relieved we don't have to watch that. See, that's the thing about the 2-episode test. And I was like, we've already committed quite a bit of time. Well, even though it was only 2 episodes, okay?
Yeah, but, like, quite longer a time. Than most other 2-episode
longer
tests.
Than most. Pacing was horrible.
Yeah.
And the storyline kind of dragged and sucked overall. So anyways, again, if you have strong feelings, send us a DM on Instagram. But otherwise, we are
moving on
to bigger and better things. Okay, so I think that's it for us today. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at KCompanionPod to keep up with all the things we have going on. Have a great day, night, and week. We'll catch you next time.